Girl Scout cookies, John.
Ah, love them.
Yeah? What's your favorite flavor?
You know, I'm a mint guy.
You're a mint guy?
I'm a mint guy.
I'm a shortbread girl. Yeah. And s'mores. I love those s'mores cookies.
Those are good. A little later on, I grew up with the thin mints.
I don't know if you saw this story, but one journalist claims that there is a nefarious plot afoot. She says that Walmart is trying to crush Girl Scout cookies. Crush the competition of these young girls. We have her here in the studio. Mary Elizabeth Williams, the Takeaways cultural critic and regular writer for Salon.com. And we're also joined by her 9-year-old daughter, Lucy. Good morning.
Good morning. How
it's an early
today?
Morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Walmart is doing what here, Mary Elizabeth?
Well, this is the accusation. I am not one to actually level charges against Walmart, but the cry has gone out on the internet this week. What happened was last week at the annual Blogger conference, which was for women bloggers, right, mom bloggers, Walmart distributed a bunch of new cookies that they're rolling out in beta, and one of them was a dark chocolate covered thin mint, and another one was a peanut butter chocolate cookie. You throw these cookies out to a bunch of women, to a bunch of moms, and you know what they're going to say? Hey, these taste kind of familiar. And what erupted in the blogosphere was a cry of J'accuse Walmart because they taste like Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. So the question is Walmart trying to get cut in on what is a once-a-year fundraising event that is dominated by the girls, little girls.
Right, but you do write, in fairness, that there are other cookie makers like Keebler and so forth that have similar flavors, right?
Absolutely. This is, the thing, and the Girl Scouts themselves have a chocolate chip cookie. They have a shortbread cookie. You can't really brand a flavor. Certainly anybody can. Walmart also has a chocolate sandwich cookie that's cream filled, and you don't hear Oreo wait a minute.
Right, but guys, it seems to me that if Walmart is trying to do this, and we don't know, we actually asked them to give us a comment yesterday, and they didn't respond to us.
Oh, I have a comment.
You have a comment from what do they say?
A comment from them, which I really love. They said, our great value product line offers customers, quote, familiar tastes and high quality.
So do you think they're actually kind of copping to it there?
So, I thought that was kind of interesting. And they said they're an alternative to many fudge cookies and that are sold both in stores and under a variety of other names.
All right, but let's get down to brass tacks here. I mean, Walmart may have overstepped. I mean, and again, they're not admitting directly to trying to kill the Girl Scouts, but I mean, you can go to Walmart, you can buy cheap cookies, okay? But the one thing that Walmart can't possibly compete with is what?
Is that cute little girl
coming to the door,
next to us,
knocking on the door. All right, let's hear the pitch.
Okay, Lucy. What do you say to your customers when they open the door?
Hi, I'm a Girl Scout from Troop 3139, and we're selling Girl Scout cookies. Only $3.50 a box. Would you like to buy some? They make great gifts, but if you have allergies, let us know what they are. You can also send them to the troops overseas.
I mean, John, I would buy a dozen boxes
Walmart
just on that.
They can't compete with that. Walmart can't compete with that. Does that just make you want to melt?
Absolutely.
That's like, how old are you, Lucy?
9.
9-year-old pushback for the biggest retail company in the world.
Well, the interesting thing that I found when I was doing this story is the reaction on the blogosphere. I just assumed everybody would say, people have a lot of skepticism towards Walmart. Walmart doesn't have a whole lot of love for it out there in the public. But
in
there
the blogosphere.
They
do have a few customers.
They have a few customers. They don't necessarily have a lot of love. But what surprised me were just as many people who were calling Walmart, and I'm quoting here, despicable and sleazy and stepping on the little guy, there were just as many people saying things about the Girl Scouts, saying the Girl Scouts uses unpaid child labor to sell sugar.
Man. Well, you expect a good year, Lucy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you. You're starting to sell Girl Scout cookies now. Mary Elizabeth Williams, Takeaways culture critic, regular writer for Salon.com. Also in the studio, Lucy Williams, 9-year-old Girl Scout and Girl Scout saleswoman. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.